something funny. The late comedian Phil Silvers, you might remember, and then you might not. He played in television's series Sergeant Bilko, comedy series. He told a story once that his small daughter woke him up when he was taking a much-needed nap. He scolded her. He asked her, "Didn't you promise to be a good girl, not make any noise, and not wake me up during this nap?" She responded, "Yes, father." And then he said a little more harshly, "And didn't I promise to give you a spanking if you woke me up?" "Yes, daddy," his daughter said softly, and then she added, "But since I've broken my promise, you don't have to keep yours." So I'll step back so you can see the title here. It's called Update Your Software. I want to talk to you today about resetting, rebooting, updating. Whenever you have a software or new programs for your computer, most of the time it'll require you to reboot. And rebooting can be inconvenient if you're in the middle of doing something. You have to shut down the computer for a while. You have to restart it. You have to put in your username and password. Half the time you can't remember what it was. So for some time you can't use your computer. Everything has to go on pause. However, once the reboot is done, then your computer operates on a whole new level. It can do things that it couldn't do before. Better speed, more capability, optimal performance. None of this would have been possible without the minor inconvenience of the reboot. In a sense, that's what's happened to us today during the pandemic lockdown. We're all going through a reboot. The world has been put on pause with this virus. We can't go on working like normal. We can't do what we used to do. We're in this waiting period. Now the good news is that Krishna, God, is doing a new thing. He has new software that he wants to download. New ideas, new opportunities, new perspectives, getting you prepared to go to where you've never been before, to accomplish dreams that you didn't think were possible. The key is, you can't go back to business as usual. You can't go back to doing everything the same way. If you're not open for change, then the reboot is just not going to do you any good. You need to take this time to reevaluate how you're spending your time. Are you making the most of your life, pursuing your dreams, fulfilling your purpose? Don't get stuck in the old. Krishna has freshness. He wants you to come out of this rebooting with new mindsets, with clear vision, with better productivity, time to refocus, realign. Ask yourself, what's working right now in my life? What's bearing fruit? What's getting me excited? What causes me to get up in the morning with a spring in my step? It's easy to get comfortable, not want to rock the boat. But being complacent will keep us from our destiny. When Krishna is moving forward and we resist him, dig in our heels and try and stay where we are, then there's no grace for the old. The favors in the new, the blessing, the increase, the breakthrough is waiting for you at your next assignment. The reboot means new software is coming. You may be doing fine. You may be doing good. You know, you're fully aware that Krishna has blessed you. But our message today is don't let the good keep you from the best. Krishna has taken you from glory to glory, victory to victory. And with each new level of glory, it requires new software, new thinking, new perspectives, new way of doing things. What made you successful 5 years ago may not keep you successful. You're doing the same thing. Krishna blessed you, he favored you then, but now is not then. Now is now. It's a new season. You're in a reboot. He's loading some new software, lining up opportunities, taking you to a new level. That's going to require new thinking, new attitudes, new obedience, new commitment. We've seen Krishna's favor in the past. We've seen him bless us where we were. problem is that Krishna's not in the past. He's doing a new thing. The new thing may not even look like the old thing. It may not happen in the same way, in the same time, with the same people. I've heard it said that if you don't innovate, you will evaporate. You can't rely on what got you to where you are to keep you where you are. The world is changing. You have to stay open for new ideas, new ways of doing things. Examine in your life what's effective, what's causing you to grow, what's moving you towards your purpose. A devotee friend said that he once heard the goal of our national motto, E Pluribus Unum, trashed thoroughly, simply, and succinctly. This friend claimed that during a picnic table conversation at a family reunion, the topic wandered into how our nation is increasingly diverse. One of the participants remarked that he was thoroughly opposed to this trend. Frankly, the cousin remarked, I'm not interested in diversity. I want to associate only with people who look like me, think like me, and believe like me. But when I asked the obvious question, my devotee friend confirmed that this cousin did indeed have trouble with relationships. New friends became former friends as soon as he discovered they had a different political opinion or a different religious view. If they disagreed with him in any way about a current social issue or didn't meet his standards on how to conduct personal finances, raise children, or care for the lawn, this cousin did not even do well in the family. He'd been married 4 times and was estranged from all of his grown children. Why am I not surprised? There is no grace for this kind of thinking. There is a high price, on the other hand, for limiting association to those who look like you, to those who think like you, to those who believe like you, to those who agree with you in every way and every topic. The news is that there are very few people in the world that can meet that standard. In fact, I don't think there's any that are just like you in every respect. The old software of distrusting anyone who wasn't like you was arguably necessary or helpful in a former time, but yesterday's software won't take you into the future that Krishna has in store. Yesterday's attitudes, yesterday's ideas, yesterday's way of doing things. Are you open for change? Are you open for trying new things, embracing diversity, being innovative, accepting the new software? Or are you just plain stuck in the prejudices of the past, comfortable, not willing to stretch, limiting your thinking? The reality of the world, as Krishna or God created it, is this. No one else in the world is just like you or just like me. We have to learn to live lovingly in the human as well as the animal community with our differences. Why? Because it is not possible to even find what to speak of live with people like us. There are no such entities. As Robert Frost puts it on the screen here, the best things and best people rise out of their separateness. I'm against homogenized society because I want the cream to rise. I had an iPhone that was a few years old. At least twice a year, I would get a notice saying that a software upgrade was available. It would be downloaded on that phone during the night. The truth is, my phone was working fine. I didn't have any problems with it. I didn't have any complaints. But the manufacturer is constantly making improvements to make the phone more effective, hold more data, take more and better quality pictures. The new software is keeping the phone up to date. Same thing with Krishna. He didn't create you and say, okay, you're done. You're all that you're gonna be. He's constantly upgrading the software, constantly giving us new ideas, new abilities, new perspectives. Now it's up to us to take the download. On my phone it says, to receive this update, press yes. Now I could think, phone is fine, I'm happy with it, I don't need the update. I wonder how many of us are not taking the new software. We're satisfied with the old, stuck in what was. We don't want to be inconvenienced. We don't want to have to get out of our comfort zones. No. It's time to step up to the new things that Krishna's doing. Press yes to that new attitude. Press yes to the new way that you see yourself. Yes to that new talent, new opportunities, new vision. Krishna wants to take you to where you've never been. Krishna wants to bring out talent that you didn't even know you had. He wants to give you wisdom and ideas. He wants to give you creativity in greater ways. He wants to update your software. Krishna wants us to get out ahead of the crowd, to be in the lead. This is called carpe mañana. In a world where everything is moving, you can't afford to just be carpe diem, seize the day. The only way you can hit a moving target is to get ahead of it, to lead it. That's why carpe mañana, seize tomorrow, is our motto, and not carpe diem, seize today, because it's already too late. Tomorrow's already here. Now, get in agreement with Krishna and receive it. Start trying new things. Dare to take some steps of faith. The only thing that's holding people back is that they're running off the old software, stuck in what was, trying to keep things going that have no blessing, no anointing on them. It's a new day, time to make some changes. Don't come out of this reboot and go back to normal, doing everything the same way. Let go of what's not working and step into the new favor, new friendships, new ways of doing things. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Someone said, we see the present and plan the future. Krishna sees the future and plans the present. Sometimes we're stuck in traditions and old mindsets that have been passed down to us from previous generations. And that's why it's important to constantly reevaluate why you do what you do. Why do you feel limited? Why don't you think you can work in management? Why do you think you can't live with those people? Why is it that you think you can't break that addiction? Could it be that your software is contaminated? You're letting what's been passed down to you from past generations sets the limits for your life. Krishna is rebooting you. Those viruses that have been holding you back, you're getting an opportunity to clear them out. You need to receive it now. You need to realize that you've been fearfully and wonderfully made, crowned with favor. You have the seeds of greatness inside you. You're full of can-do power. You will lend and not borrow. You will set new standards. Go to where no one in your family has ever gone before. Maybe that was okay. Maybe that was just right for your parents. But this is a new day. Krishna is doing a new thing. Don't let old mindsets, old limitations that were passed down, old addictions, old racism, old mediocrity keep you from stepping up to being who you were created to be. The good news is that we were not doomed to live out our lives with the software with which we came. The computer that sits on top of our shoulders is always getting updates and fixes for glitches based on different needs and different experiences. To take that out of the language of computers and put it into the language of psychology, we have the capacity to learn, to mature, and to change. You do not have to copy the behavior and customs of the world. Krishna can transform you into a new person by the renewal of your mind. That means that Krishna can make you into a new person by changing the way you think, by changing the way you believe, and changing the way you behave. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Consider the story of Nelson Mandela, the first president of a united South Africa. Mr. Mandela was born in a tiny village of cows, corn, and mud huts in Transkei, a region where black Africans were forced to live apart from white Africans. As a young man, he gravitated towards violent groups that challenged the laws of apartheid. The white South African judicial system sentenced him to life in prison. For many of his nearly three decades in prison, he labored under a hot African sun using a hammer to make big rocks into little rocks. He suffered indignity upon indignity, including being denied permission to attend the funerals of his mother and his eldest son. When Mr. Mandela, after 30 years, was released from prison, would you agree with me that he had plenty of reason to be angry, plenty of reason to be bitter about the way the white South Africans had treated him? He had reason to say that the time of white dominance was over. Now is the time for black dominance. But that did not happen. Instead of leading a bloody race war by calling for revenge for past injustice, Nelson Mandela called for, guess what? Compromise, forgiveness, reconciliation in a nation where all races are represented. The Rainbow Nation. How did that happen? I submit to you that it's a mystery of Krishna's grace, a fulfillment of a promise that a person can be transformed by the renewal of their mind. And for those of us who live between the times, it is an incomplete glimpse into the very nature of the spiritual world. Krishna wants to do a new thing in this global village we live in. But we keep going back to the old, keep being stuck in tradition, stuck in limited thinking, believing that we can't rise higher, old ways of doing things, trying to keep things going that were not producing any fruit. When Krishna is done with something, you have to move on. Step into the new, the better way, the more effective way. That's stepping into his favor. That's where you're going to see Krishna take you to where you couldn't go on your own. In the early 1900s, farmers in Alabama were facing a major challenge. A small insect called the boll weevil had migrated from South America and was destroying all of their cotton crops. They tried everything to get rid of it. Chemicals, pesticides, nothing worked. All they could do is sit down and watch their livelihood from cotton slowly being eaten away. But Krishna never closes a door without opening another door. When you go through a reboot, a season of pause, where something is not working, instead of being discouraged, look for the new thing that God is doing. What happened? One of these farmers had an idea. Instead of planting the normal cotton crops that they knew wouldn't survive, he decided to plant peanuts. The other farmers thought that he'd lost his mind. They said, "We'll never make a living off of peanuts. Cotton is king. Cotton is all we've ever grown." Well, eventually he convinced them. They all planted peanuts. And they discovered that the boll weevil did not like the taste of peanuts. And the crops took off like nothing they'd ever seen. They made more money off of peanuts in one season than they normally would have made on cotton in two or three years. In fact, even when the boll weevils left, they never went back to their cotton crops. They stuck with the peanuts. You may have some boll weevils bothering you right now. Stay encouraged. Krishna's got peanuts in your future. I know that some people have lost their income because of the virus. They've lost hours. They've lost their position. None of this is a surprise to Krishna, who is a supreme controller. What you think of as a setback is really a setup for Krishna to do something better in your life. Sometimes Krishna shuts a door in order to force us to change. He doesn't give us a choice because he knows on our own we would never do it. So he has to push us into our future. And don't fight the things that you don't understand. Krishna is up to something. He's the one ordering our steps. The enemy didn't all of a sudden come in, push Krishna out, and take over. No. Krishna is still in control. It may not make sense to you right now, but he's working all things for your good. You're not only going to come out, but you're going to come out better. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. I love the fact that the boll weevils didn't like the taste of the peanuts. That tells me that no matter how bad it gets, Krishna always has something in your future that the enemy cannot touch. Some way to prosper you. Some way to heal you. To restore you. Some way to bring your dreams to pass. Even when it looks impossible, when things aren't working out the way you'd hoped, remind yourself, those boll weevils may be causing me problems, but they cannot touch my harvest. They cannot touch what Krishna has set aside for me in the future. Krishna has the final say. He says that as long as I'm keeping in first place, chanting his holy names, no weapon formed against me can prosper. He says, even in famine, I and my family will have more than enough. I just have to do my part and dare to trust him. If it had not been for the boll weevil, the farmers would never have tried peanuts. They would have been stuck with the regular crops. They would have missed out on the abundance that could have been theirs. Sometimes God will stop provision in one area because he's about to do something bigger in another area. But here's the key. If those farmers had not been willing to try something else, if they had gone back to planting cotton, stayed where it was comfortable, where it was familiar, they would have never seen the abundance or the breakthroughs that Krishna had in store. You have to stay open for change, not to be set in your ways, thinking it's always going to happen the way it happened before. When you reboot your computer, one thing it does, it gets rid of the viruses and the bugs that have contaminated your software in the past. Sometimes I'll go a month or two without having to reboot my computer. And when I do that, I notice that it starts to slow down. I notice that the files won't open properly. Some of the features stop working. Finally, I just have to stop, take the time, and reboot it. Once it's rebooted, back to normal, everything is functioning properly, just like the manufacturer intended it to do. In the same way, over time we get infected by viruses that are slowing us down. Bad attitudes, unforgiveness, limited thinking, insecurity. This reboot that we're in right now is an opportunity to get rid of these things, things that were hindering our growth, stopping our potential. In some area, we can all use this rebooting as an opportunity to come up higher. Not to go back to what's comfortable, not to go back with what's familiar. If you just go back to business as usual, you're going to miss the new thing that Krishna's doing. Ask yourself during this time, where do I need to change? What do I need to do differently to be more effective, more productive, more passionate, more loving, more generous? Maybe that means walk away from unforgiveness, walk away from stereotyping people, walk away from resentment and bitterness. Don't go back to being late for work, to slacking off, to not giving it your best, Don't go back to blaming others for your old software. Don't come out of this reboot and go back to being sarcastic, disrespectful, hard to get along with. That may be how it's been. That may be what's familiar, but Krishna is downloading new software. If you're going to come out of this better, you have to make adjustments. What are you willing to walk away from in order to reach your destiny? Are you willing to walk away from a bad attitude? Walk away from that person that's poisoning your future? Walk away from compromise and doing things that are holding you back? It's easy to let a virus contaminate your software. We don't realize how it's not only affecting our attitude, how we treat people, our self-esteem, but it's keeping us from our dreams. Over time, these things will slow us down, cloud our future. This reboot is a golden opportunity to clear it out. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm asking you not to go back to normal. Don't go back to the way you used to do things. Come up higher in the way that you treat people, in the way that you treat animals. Be more kind, be more respectful, more forgiving, more God-centered. The people that Krishna has sent into your life aren't going to be there forever. You can make all the money in the world, have all kinds of success in your careers, but if you don't have good relationships, you're not going to enjoy your life. Use this reboot to be a better spouse, a more loving friend, a kinder co-worker. If you're coming to the end of this lifetime, your bodily powers are winding down, then you have the opportunity to get excited about the major reboot called death. Sometimes the reason we're not passionate, the reason we're not as effective as we should be, is that we're still operating old software. We have to get out of our comfort zone and stretch to a new level. It means starting that business, trying new things on the job, or different ways of doing things in your personal life. Look for the new open door opening and be willing to walk away from doors that are closing, doors that are stagnant. Texas pastor was talking with an older member of his church when the conversation shifted to a certain family whose young daughter had been injured in an accident and was permanently brain dead. They had felt compelled to terminate her life support. The situation had been a burden on all the hearts of everybody who knew the family. And when the subject came up, the older man that the pastor was talking to, he looked off in the distance and he said, "You know, preacher, I used to work drilling wells for water." At first, the pastor thought that the man had changed the subject because it was too painful to talk about passing of the young girl. But he found out that that was not the case. The man went on, "I was always a boomer. I liked to be where things were going on. Once I was working in an area where we were drilling 23 wells, but they had to cap the number of wells in that area so we couldn't do more and we were winding down. I transferred to another area that only had 8 rigs working, but they were drilling new wells and making new explorations. I like to be where things are booming. That's the way I feel about life. As long as things are booming here, I'm ready to stay and make the most of it. But when things start to run down in this life, I will be ready to go to the next place because I believe that God will have something exciting going on there." That old man had learned the secret of expectancy. This body gets old. It gets worn out, just like a set of clothes. So at a certain point in time, just as you discard old clothes and get new clothes, similarly, the soul discards the old and useless body and accepts a new one. That is the reboot called death. But one must get into the habit of coming up higher in one's walk with the Lord. Spending more time with him during this period. Talk to him in your thoughts all through the day. Chant his holy names with concentration. Get planted in the house of the Lord. Make this priority for you and your family during this time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. It's a time to realign, to refocus. Knowing that what's up in front of you is greater than what's in the past. It can't be stopped by critics, by setbacks, ill health, and it cannot even be stopped by death itself. The key is to be willing to change, to not get stuck in your ways. Why? Krishna has new software getting you programmed for the amazing things in your future. If you'll just simply do your part and accept this reboot, I believe that the viruses which have held you back are being cleared out. You're going to have fresh vision, more creativity, more fearlessness. New doors are about to open. This replanting season of the Lord is going to bring new and better fruits of joy, peace, harmony. Those boll weevils may have stopped you for a time, but don't worry. Peanuts are coming. Abundance is coming. Healing is coming. Breakthrough is coming. The fullness of your destiny in this life and in the next life. Back to home. Back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.